I want to say that in the time that we have together here, this is sacred space. Everything's on the table. I encourage you to be authentic. You don't have to agree with anything I have to say. I'd like you to hear it. And I don't have a need to be right, except I've been married 57 years, so I've been through the fire. So I would just like us to feel the presence of the living God in our lives, the joy of being here together in a beautiful country, a place where we can be ourselves, share our differences, appreciate our concerns. And my great quote, which costs you 25 cents if you quoted without my permission, is, how can I be me without making it difficult for you to be you? Okay? And that's what I hope we can get from this. So the psalmist, do we know whether the psalmist was a male or a female? What do we think? Okay. So I just want to be clear so I don't step on anybody's toes here. So this is my favorite psalm because it's introspective. The use of the personal pronoun. Lord, you have searched me, you have known me. You know, when I sit down, when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar off. The psalmist is in a place perhaps where many of us are because of so much of the toxicity of the past 14 or certain months. And so we're trying to, get our bearing and trying to figure out where is my authenticity and what do I give my consent to? What are the things that make me happy? What are the things that make me sad? And so here's what, I'm going to give you two quotes. The first one is, and I understand that Dr. King uses a lot. We don't know who the author is. So use your minds as blackboards for just a few minutes. And the quote is this: I am tired of sailing my little boat far inside the harbor bar. I'd like to go out where the big ships float, out on the deep where the great ones are. And should my frail craft prove too slight for storms that sweep those billows o'er, I'd rather go down in the stirring fight than be drowsed to death the sheltered shore. Now, in this city, there is a college called Morehouse College, who had a very distinguished pastor years ago by the name of Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays. You probably have heard that name. So when he heard this quote from Dr. King, and he was Dr. King's mentor, he had a different interpretation of it, okay? So Mays says, he would rather go to hell by choice than drift into heaven with the crowds. You got that? Oh, you're Presbyterians. I know you have that. You got it. Okay? So, that's what I'd like you to think about as we talk about what is it we give our consent to. So the three very simple things. Presbyterians always have 3 points. Whether they like it or not, they have 3 points, okay? So the first point is, imagine that you are a deep sea diver, okay? Right now you are a deep sea diver, and we're told that the diver goes through three levels when the dive is being made. And in this case, the diver is a he. It is Sam King. And so here's what he says. The first level that the diver goes through, it's called the belt of the fishes. And the belt of the fishes is that area of the ocean, of the water, that looks very much like this congregation this morning. All types of sizes, shapes, colors of fish. So imagine that. You're diving and you're in that area. And so you get kind of comfortable in the level of the belt of the fishes. And so in America in particular, we love being in the belt of the fishes. We're different sizes, different shapes, different colors, different ethnicities, male, female. We're all of that, and we're kind of comfortable in the level of the belt of the fishes. And Beth was telling us earlier at First Church, we were pretty cool because we had just a totally intentionally inclusive congregation. We're kind of comfortable with that. We had never been to any others of the homes of each other. We were comfortable on Sunday, but not through the rest of the week because we had not been in each other's homes. We were comfortable with the level of the belt of the fishes. And so the psalmist in that 139th psalm makes that, oh Lord, you have searched me, you have known me, you know when I sit down, when I rise up. We know all of that at the level of the belt of the fishes. And we're not comfortable moving outside of that level. Then the diver goes to the second level, which is known as the abyss of darkness. And to a certain extent, the country right now is in the abyss of darkness. There the diver looks down and he sees nothing but darkness. And he looks up at the area that he just left, and he has what the author says is a sudden spasm of panic and fear. For me, I can put it on a personal term. I was pretty cool at the level of the belt of the fishes. I'm a diversity consultant. You know, I write books on that. I talk to a lot of people. So I was really cool at the level of the belt of the fishes. Then I had to go to the abyss of darkness when one day, right here in Atlanta, somebody drove up in my driveway at about 35 miles an hour. He had hair down, shades on, looked kind of, unkempt. He jumped out of the convertible, rang the doorbell, and said, "Is Kathy home?" That's my oldest daughter. And he's white. "Now, Mr. Diversity Consultant, Mr. Know-it-all about all of this, you are at the abyss of darkness. You want my firstborn, and you drive into my driveway at 35 miles an hour, and you jump out and ask for my firstborn? I don't think so." And my wife said, "Chill out. Just chill out." So at the abyss of darkness, it means that a congregation like this, for example, you move from this level to a level that's far more inclusive than it is now, far more diverse. And that's scary. It's sort of like what's happening at airports right now. People are afraid. They don't know what the new edict is because it's the abyss of darkness. Who are these people? We have to keep them out. We don't know them. We want to, vet them and all of that. Because it's the abyss of darkness, and at this level, it's where we have to come to terms with who we are in the sight of God. Because at that level, if we're honest, We want to truly be authentic. We want to recognize our blind spots. And so the diver doesn't know whether he wants to go back to where it's safe or go a little deeper. Because to go deep means that a change is about to take place. And incidentally, not that daughter, but my youngest daughter did end up marrying a white guy. And he's pretty cool. First thing, he's bigger than I am, so I have to be kind of... I have to take John, you know, pretty... You know, I'm pretty cool with John. So at this level, which is where the country is now, we have to kind of understand that we're sailing that boat of our whiteness, of our blackness, of our maleness, of our femaleness. We're moving it out. We're widening the circle. And as long as we can do that, we are in this together. And it's a real challenge for us. It's a real challenge for the company. For the country. Then the diver says, I'm going to really go deep. I accept the fact of the diversity of the belt of fishes, the indecisions in the abyss of darkness, the anxiety in the abyss of darkness. I want to go deeper. And Howard Thurman says that at this level, it's a play on words, but at the third level the diver goes through is the luminous darkness. Neither light nor darkness. That's what the scripture says. Look at your bulletin. So at this level, my blinders come off. At this level, I begin to understand with the old spiritual, it's not my sister, it's not my brother, it's not the congregation, it's not the country, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Here is where the diver has to be absolutely still. Because if the diver moves, there's a ripple. And you can't see the light that comes from the depth of the ocean. There is a lightness there. There's a that the diver can only see when you're still. So this morning in our class, we had this great discussion, but then at the very end, what did we do? Were you all in class this morning? What happened? What did we do? We got very still because we had talked about a lot of things. We had differences of opinion. We were trying to discern. We were trying to understand, and it was great, but then we got still. And the country must come to this luminous darkness, because at this level, when you are still, your anger abates, your fear begins to disappear. And at this level, you and I come face to face with the God of your life and the God of my life. Because it is this God, that said, let there be woman, let there be man. It is this God that opens us up. And whether we're wrong or right, it makes no difference. Because we belong to God. So at the level of the luminous darkness, I begin to feel presence of a living God. I said to the class this morning, and it's so true, I never, if you think about it, I never, ever saw Dr. King angry. Never. You can quote me, but see, the difference between a Reverend Jackson and a Reverend Sharpton is that they have a lot of anger. It's not that they're wrong or right, but when you're angry, it's very difficult to get through. And that's a difference between that kind of leadership and the kind of leadership of a Dr. King. So if you can't control your anger and get over your fears, you're almost always going to make the wrong decision. So the diver at that level begins to understand his weaknesses, what hurts, what angers, and what makes the diver want to be whole again. So what do you give your consent to, Morningside? And so that the second quote was, in every person there is an island. And on that island, there is a chapel. And in that chapel is an altar. And standing guard at your altar is the angel with the flaming sword. Nothing, absolutely nothing, gets past your angel with the flaming sword unless you, Beth, Paul, Baron, unless we give it our fluid consent. Your joys, your sorrows, your ups, your downs. Nothing gets past that angel unless you give it your consent. So I'm constantly aware of who and what I give my consent to. After 57 years, it's a little challenging. You know, I know my wife knows pretty much everything about me, and I know pretty much about her, and what I don't know, I don't want to know. But there are some things, there's a point at which it is when I'm at that level of the luminous darkness that I can be who God intends for me to be. And therefore my world opens up. And I'm able to sit at table with anyone. Because at the table with me, God. Now, I'm not in my church in Brooklyn, so I don't have my posse with me, you know who. Because at this point, I'd look over to Amy, and she'd raise a hymn, you know, with the choir. But I can't. I don't know this choir, so I can't. I can't do that. But the song that sums it all up for me comes from the Reverend James Cleveland. It's one of Andy Young's favorite songs. And it's this, and I close with that. And that's how I'm approaching everything that's going on in our country today. I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe God has brought me this far to leave me, to Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.